USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities are still looking into a possible motive for yesterday's mass workplace shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Aberdeen, Maryland. A 26-year-old woman, Snowchia Mosley, fatally shot herself after killing three people and wounding three others. She's described as a disgruntled temporary worker at that location. Meanwhile, Harford County Executive Barry Glassman says they're going to help Rite Aid pick up the pieces.
Rite Aid's one of our original distribution warehouses in Harford County and a partner that goes back over 20 years, and so we will work with them.
The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager says she will testify next Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Panel, but Monday would be too soon. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. You can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
North Carolina still struggling with the flooding Hurricane Florence left behind. The governor saying that emergency teams had, as of late yesterday, rescued about 5,000 people, nearly twice as many as during Hurricane Matthew in 2016. Meanwhile, some things along the southern eastern seaboard are starting to get back to normal.
Amtrak service on the Carolinian route between New York City and Charlotte will finally resume. The rail service says it's continuing to modify its schedule on trains to Georgia and Florida in the coming days, but it hopes that regular train service will be resuming, hopefully, by the middle of next week.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. For the first time in almost 2 years, the NFL's Cleveland Browns are winners. It's their first win last night since Week 16 of the 2016 season, beating the Jets 21-17. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A former American Idol winner is branching out and getting a daytime talk show of her own. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The first daytime syndicated series set for next fall, the fall of 2019, is a one-hour talk show hosted by former American Idol winner and current The Voice coach Kelly Clarkson. The show will feature the Grammy winner as host and will act as lead-in to Ellen on NBC-owned stations in New York, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and others. The announcement comes less than 2 months after the filming of a pilot for the syndicated series. The Kelly Clarkson show is going to replace Steve Harvey's Steve. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The nation is expecting an explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's cases in the coming decades. The number of people with Alzheimer's are expected to more than double by the year 2060.
And furthermore, for African Americans, it'll quadruple, and Hispanic Americans, it will be more than seven times the number that it is today.
The CDC's Kevin Matthews says overall, that means 13 million people will be impacted. To put that in perspective, he says, if you know someone now with dementia, by 2060, you will know three people who have it. Alzheimer's disease is the fifth most common cause of death for Americans 65 and older. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.